Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Jayant Bhandari, private investor and consultant to a lot of large investors in the resource space. And Jayant, we will get into a couple companies that you've noticed as attractive investments, or you've noticed some interesting trading in their shares. But first and foremost, we do want to look broadly at these markets and at some of the recent economic data that has come out, especially out of China. Look, the economic data has maintained a fairly strong level. The currency over in China has done pretty well. Overall, it seems like China is doing fairly well. This could be part of a bigger picture here where this reopened trade and reopening of economies post-COVID continues to, I guess, advance in the right direction. But first and foremost, Jayant, in terms of the recent data out of China, what's caught your eyes? What's your assessment of how the reopen is going in China?
Hey, Corey. See, China has been doing extremely well from whatever I have seen so far. Chinese currency has surprisingly been among the best performing currencies over the last several months. Remember, American interest rates went up. Chinese did not necessarily go up. And despite that, Chinese currency has improved compared to the US dollar as well. Also, remember, you get a higher interest rate in China compared to what you get in the US. So Chinese currency as a result of that has been among the better currencies to hold over the last many, many years from what I see. Now, what you see in China is that the trade surplus has improved substantially in 2021. It's $50 billion per month, which adds up to $600 billion in a year. That's just the trade surplus. Now, services deficit that the China was facing has gone down because Chinese are traveling less overseas. A lot of people were thinking that businesses would move out of China because of the negative impression that COVID-19 left in people's mind about China. But surprisingly, foreign direct investment in China has gone up quite a bit. Over the last 1 year, it has been $160 billion. So from whatever I see, Corey and Shad, China has continued to do well, and I continue to be optimistic about China.
Well, Jayant, it's interesting because Charlie Munger, who is famously Warren Buffett's partner at Berkshire Hathaway, just had some statements out yesterday on China, and he had said that China steps on a boom in the middle instead of waiting for the big bust. He said, I admire that and respect that they are wiser than we are. He was comparing to how China deals with booms and busts versus how the U.S. has handled it. Do you see them continuing to still press on the pedal then and continuing to press on the growth so that we would see, you know, potentially another wave of commodity interest from them?
Well, I think what China is doing right now is that it's trying to control overheating that might be happening in China. They have certainly not helped out Evergrande. They have made some policy changes when it comes to, for example, banking regulations. So they have increased regulations, but it's not that they have tried to make regulations too stringent. Now, I do hear about some lack of liberties taking place in China, but as long as we focus on the economic aspect of China, I see nothing wrong with what Chinese government has been doing. They should not be helping out Evergrande. That's what exactly Obama should have done in 2008 when by not helping out companies in the US, but Obama did give a lot of free money to a lot of companies. And so I have to be respectful about China in terms of what they are doing. Now, this will have a short-term negative impact in China, but that also means that it will have a good positive impact in the medium and long term. So that is how I see China currently.
Jayant, as I said, kind of on the onset here, is can you take what China's doing and the continued growth that we're seeing out of China as still a bit of a global trend here, that there is still upside to economies, not just in China, but around the world as we do continue to at least move past or learn to live with COVID?
Well, absolutely. China was among the rare countries that actually had a positive growth rate in 2020. And at least in the first half of this year, China was growing at over 8% a year. It seems China will slow down in the last quarter of 2021. But then we have to accept that you can't really continue to grow at 8% rate forever. But remember, when you say 8% or 7%, it's on top of the what GDP would have been added to because of the growth rate a year earlier. So 8% growth rate last year is maybe the same as 7.5% or 7% this year. So it's not a problem. I think China will continue to use a lot of commodities going forward, and this should continue at least in the medium term.
Okay, Giant. Well, it's always nice to get your perspectives on the macro picture in the global scene and what different countries are doing. In the more mundane world of our resource sector and our junior miners, though, I know there's a couple of companies that have your eye. You've been at a number of shows this year. You've been talking to management teams. Maybe mention some of the ones you were talking with us off mic about that may not have had as big of a move yet, but you think still represent a good value and opportunity.
Right, absolutely. So, Shad, I met a company, Revival Gold, at the Denver Gold Show, and this company in October did not really go up. Now, a lot of gold companies actually performed quite well in October, but not Revival Gold, and I'm not sure why. Revival Gold has hit some nice grades with interesting intercepts, and that is all a free extra from what I see. Revival Gold has a small oxidized ore in at their project, which is the phase one of the project, and that should produce about 500,000 ounces from what they have. And that first phase by itself should justify the market capitalization of the company. So all the higher grade and the deeper intercepts they are getting is a completely free upside for Revival Gold investors.
So, Giant, I've actually followed along with Revival Gold for quite a while now, and I understand their project, or I guess you can call it two projects in Idaho that they are drilling. What are the catalysts that you're looking for? Because the company has been releasing drill results. The most recent news were some infill results. They didn't move the market. It seems like nothing's moving the market, unfortunately, for Revival Gold right now. What kind of work would you like to be done or seen done? What do you think could be a catalyst for the stock that you're right has just continued to trend lower?
Yeah, well, that's always interesting because when something continues to trend lower, when I think it should be going up, that's exactly an opportunity for me to buy such a stock. It's trading at about 60 cents. So the ticker is RVG. And I think the market just has to start changing its opinion about Revival Gold for it to go up. Now, remember one thing, though, that they are left with about 2 million, in my view, in cash. So this company has to raise money very soon. And that might be the reason why the market hasn't really performed very well for Revival Gold over the last 1 month. But again, that is my opportunity to invest in such a company or at least keep an eye on a possible financing that the company will do over the next few weeks.
Okay, Giant, thanks for sharing that with us. And you had mentioned a couple other ones that you felt were still undervalued and really hadn't moved much in October with the rest of the sector. Any other companies you want to mention?
Yeah, well, there's another company called Aztec Minerals. It's doing a financing at 30 cents, the ticker is AZT, and it's trading at only 26.5 cents. So it's trading at more than 10% discount to the price that they are doing financing at. So if I were to buy a few thousand shares, I would just buy it in the open market because this is just an extra 10%, 15% upside that you get by buying in the open market today. I am not greedy about warrants as such. So this company, again, has suffered because they were short of cash and they had to announce a financing recently. And as a result, of course, their share price has suffered. I think they have two fabulous projects, which will be something that the market will start paying attention to once they are cashed up again. They are, in fact, about to start drilling in Mexico. So that's another going to be something that will interest the market over the next few weeks. So I think I would just go for the for retail investors who are interested in a few thousand shares could just buy, pick this company up at 26.5 cents at a nice discount to the financing price.
So this is another company that we follow along with closely on the site. And in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. When it comes to the two projects that the company holds, the Tombstone Project in southern Arizona and the Cervantes Project in Mexico, both of these are under some form of a JV agreement, a bit different JV agreements for each project. What do you like to see, again, coming out of these projects? Which one do you like better? What kind of work do you like to see to be done? Because the company is about to move forward, I believe, with more drilling.
Right. So, Corey, I think I am very keen on the Tombstone Project. The amount of drilling they have done shows me very good grade for oxidized resource. Anything like over a gram per ton of grade for oxidized resource is very good grade. It generates a lot of cash flow. And it seems to me that they should have a nice small deposit already on the back of the envelope basis. So by itself, that project should justify the current market capitalization of the company. And in Mexico, they have a whole new project which they are about to start drilling over the next few weeks. So I think the company has a good upside, even if nothing new happens in the company. I must tell you that my clients and I have participated in the financing that's currently happening in Aztec Minerals.
All right, Giant, let's also talk about one other stock that is widely followed, including on our site. That is Novo Resources. We consistently get a lot of questions on Novo Resources because the company holds a lot of land, a lot of different projects in Western Australia. They did move into production this year. Production seems to have been hitting a couple snags. We've been getting a lot of questions on that aspect of the company, plus all the exploration that the company's doing. Give us some insights, your thoughts on Novo Resources and some of the recent news that's come out of the company.
So, Corey, Novo Resources is currently trading at what I think is the value of Beaton's Creek project. The market is not giving them any value for the Karratha project, the Gina project. So you are getting that massive land package for free as an investor. The Beaton's Creek project has suffered because you remember they were going into production during the COVID days. And in Australia, the supply chain problems are huge. You couldn't really move around the country until recently. I think they started opening up only over the last few days. So they had problems getting skilled people to the site. They had problems getting spare parts for the project. So the project has suffered because of that. But once it comes online properly, once the startup process is complete, and every startup process gives problems anyway, but once that is complete, I think the current share price of $1.60 is underpinned by just a Beaton's Creek project. And then you get this massive land package, the Karratha project, Agena, all for free. And that is what I really like to have because my downside is well protected at $1.60 and I have an upside from Karratha Project and Agena.
Yeah, Giant, I think you make a great point there that right now the only valuation they're getting is for their production assets at Beaton Creek. And you're really not getting credit for what moved the company, if people remember, up to a $1.3 billion market cap. And that was Comet Well, Purdy's Reward, Agena, you know, the ability to get those gold nuggets and use the ore sorting machines. And they know so much more about those projects now than they did when it had a valuation about four times where it is now. So do you still see Novo as I know that they're a producer, but do you still see them as their value is in their exploration, or do you see it as the development assets that they could bring online with that ore sorting make up a huge part of where their valuation should be? How are you viewing them as a company because they have so many moving parts?
Right. So, Shad, I sold my position when it went up to $6, $7, $8. I think that was an outrageous valuation, and I was happy to sell at those prices. Now, the Karratha project, the problem with Australia and the problem with the COVID days is that getting permit to do ore sorting at Karratha project itself is probably not an easy option because the bureaucrats don't want to give you permits easily. So they are setting up an ore sorting machine process plant at the Beatons Creek process plant. So they have to truck all this rock to Beatons Creek project, the Millennium process plant, and then understand the results of that ore sorting. And then once they have understood that, they will set up a new project plant at G9 Karratha itself. My view is that that project should be able to generate another 50,000 ounces or maybe up to 100,000 ounces a year. So that project should be able to increase production profile of Nova Resources by 50 to 100%.
All right, Giant, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for those insights in those companies. And full disclosure, I do hold shares in Aztec Minerals and in Nova Resources. Those two are also sponsors on the site. I also want to make one more comment is that upcoming next Tuesday, I am hosting a webinar with Gold Bull Resources. I will have that link below for all of you to sign up. It will be kind of a general overview, but also a lot of talking points in terms of what the company is doing with their focus in Nevada and a couple drill programs. Giant, thank you as always for your time. Great chatting with you, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you very much.